Just in and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show for you. Another great show. We discussed the new podcast, Bad Bad Thing, which is really interesting, and gave our take. We talked about fights we've had with our teenage daughters. Stephanie had a real doozy with Elby. And we talked about
Sunny Sleep update.
Yeah. But first, let's talk about OxiClean.
You know, I walked into Natalia's room yesterday, and there's a pile of clothes on her floor that smell so bad. And she had her friend's clothes over, and also she had towels from the pool
that was
just musky, stinky. And so you know what I do when I have to wash those?
What?
I use the OxiClean Laundry Booster. It's specially formulated to work on that stinky, smelly, musky, flavorful smells that you get from teenagers. So I've been using it, and it's made a world of difference, and it smells so much better. It gets rid of that stinky, musty, yucky teenage smell. So work your magic with OxiClean odor blasters and say, visit OxiCleanCoupons.com now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. Go to OxiCleanCoupons.com.
When Jenner Girardo suspected her husband was cheating, she secretly recorded him and heard the proof. He was having an affair.
Why do they get to be happy? And why do I have to suffer? I just love him so much, I can't take it.
And then Jenner began recording herself, revealing how and why she was about to kill two people.
Well, more breaking news now from Delaware.
Radnor police say Jenner Girardo ambushed the 33-year-old.
One of the big questions any mental health professional struggles with is, isn't everybody who commits murder mentally ill? To which most of us would say no, not necessarily.
From Podcast One, I'm Barbara Schroeder, writer-director of Netflix's Evil Genius, introducing Bad Bad Thing,
the shocking story that made headlines around the world.
Subscribe to Bad Bad Thing at Spotify, Apple, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
He turned me into a monster because he doesn't know anything about honesty.
For Crying Out Loud, and it's a Friday, and me and Steph are here to entertain your earlobes
and your ear holes. That's everything, right. Ear related,
yeah, everything.
We're gonna make it feel good.
Everything.
We're gonna give your ears a cartilage piercing, right, with our stories.
We're gonna give them an eargasm.
Hi, Kaylin.
Hello.
How was the rest of your week? Did you start getting some sleep?
Yeah, so much. It was awesome.
So stupid. How are you guys? How are you guys?
Yeah, you guys, speak up. Let's hear some stories from you guys.
Thank you. Why is it always us? My turn again.
I know. Okay. Come on, guys.
It's a lot of pressure, people. There? Hey, let's say hi to our fabulous friends. Mm-hmm. We got Leslie Wyckoff, Delta. Alicia.
Escalante.
Aaron.
Ho.
Amy.
Land. No.
Yeah, Land Ho.
Oh, Land Ho.
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle McKibben.
Mm-hmm. Kelly.
Luther Vandross.
And Kelly Brandt.
She's your aunt.
Yeah. Rebecca.
Lubin, you're so good.
Eshan.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Stephanie.
Stinkerinker.
Missy and Gabby.
Oh, boy.
Colleen.
Skater girl.
Krista.
Get the strap.
Yeah. Hero.
Aw, Hero. We love you.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? He hates that.
He does.
You know what? Every once in a while, though.
Hey, once in a while, it's fine.
Let us be happy. What about our happiness? What about what we like?
Yes, yes. Don't tell us what we're not allowed to do.
Valerie.
Fenway. Hit it out of the park.
Carrie.
He's so very bitchy.
Dina.
Heart emoji.
Polly.
Skater girl.
No, Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, Mrs. Butterworth.
Athena.
That's right.
Ginsher.
Yes.
Elizabeth Williamson.
Too many kids.
Jacob.
Oh, Jacob Crowley. Welcome back.
Yeah. He's so growly.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Mae Ames.
Too many names.
Liz L. Sasser.
Sassy Liz.
Amanda and Casey.
Those two, mm-hmm. Then, yeah, mm-hmm. Get your shit
Jennifer
together.
Shelton and Jennifer Falls, two Jennifers that go great together, and Sarah.
Stefano.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, everybody. What's going on, Stephanie? Stephanie Stinkerinker.
I have a couple of things that are like, silly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is, like, one of the most cringy things I've ever told you.
Yeah? Go ahead.
It's up there. I saw this Facebook, like, a post. You know, sometimes just things get in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about, like, it was some, like, transgender parents group or whatever. And it was like, hey, you know, do you support your child? And do you support and affirm your child? But do you support and affirm and celebrate your child? Ask your child, like, what you could do to, like, celebrate who they are. And I was like, well, first of all, that's ridiculous. But then I was like, but should I be asking him? You'd think I would know my own kid at this point and not have to ask him if he needs to be celebrated more. But Lynette, I don't know what happened to me. What happened?
What?
I don't know what happened, but I was like driving with Xander in the car and mm-hmm. I'm like feeling a little bonded to him. We'd mm-hmm. stopped and gotten something to eat. And we were going to Target to get a rash guard for camp.
Right.
And I was like, hey, Xander. And he goes, yeah, Mom? And I said, I know I, like, support you in your journey
mm-hmm.
to who you are. Mm-hmm. And I go, and I think I affirm you mm-hmm. and, like, back you up, you know?
Right.
I was like, do you feel like I celebrate who you are? Oh, my God. He thought I was joking.
And I would think you were joking.
Sadly, I was not joking. That is how cringy I was being.
Uh-huh.
I was not joking. There's no irony. I was kind of serious.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was a little part of me being cynical, going, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he knows I celebrate him. And he looked at me and he was like, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, am I like – out there in the community enough? Like, is there something I could be doing? Like, uh-huh. I don't know. I go, I don't know, marching something that you would like me to do? And he goes, I mean, I feel like you kind of already do it.
And your purse screams, you know, support.
Yeah.
Right there.
So I said, okay. I go, fair enough. And then he said, also, like, you know, I don't, like, I'm just me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just like being who I am, and I don't mm-hmm. really want to, like, talk about it all the time or celebrate it.
Right.
And I was like, okay, cool. Fair enough. You know, fair enough. So we're good.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. You're feeling good. And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay. Just so you
just
know, though, I always have your back.
In the future when you go to therapy and start complaining about me.
So then we walk into Target.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you guys have been to Target recently. And I know you have. Every single one of you has been to Target probably in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
You've probably seen that there's a lot of pride shit around. Yeah. They are like real big on pride.
They do celebrate.
Oh, they celebrate. That store is celebrating. That is a 24/7 LGBTQ+ party in that place. So the first thing we see, we walk into the men's department and there is just a rack of shirts that are like, pride, 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 in like rainbow. And Xander starts cracking up. He's like, well, Mom, he goes, there's a whole section for you. And there's one that said, like, ally.
Oh, really?
It said ally with like all rainbow.
Right.
And I was like, so what you're saying is you want me to wear this shirt around to celebrate. And then it became like a joke between us. And then we were laughing so hard. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Mom, you need to buy this shirt. Did you buy it? Of course not. No, he was joking. He does not want me doing that.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that you asked. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The pride stuff was everywhere.
I know. It's everywhere.
And then there was some Hello Kitty Olympic gear, too, that was like more geared for the little kids. But he was like, well, we could also celebrate the Olympics with Hello Kitty gear.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a good sense of humor.
He does. Isn't that nice when your kids have a good sense of humor? I know. I walked into Natalia's room the other day. Because I know she bought something, and I got a package, but it's like light. It felt like a shirt inside. And I'm like, great, right? And I open it up, and it's a poster, but it's a silk screen poster of Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Okay.
Because she watches Modern Family. And that have you ever watched Modern Family? It's a great show.
Remember, for years you would talk about that was the thing that bonded your family.
Oh yeah, that's why Phil's
your
named
modern
Phil.
Family.
Yeah. Phil was named after Phil Dunphy of Modern Family.
Oh, I thought Phil was named after Phil, the you know, your friend Phil, that's friends with the Phil that food around the world.
Oh, Phil that Rosenthal.
Yes.
No, it was named because we were into Modern Family.
Everybody loves Raymond, Phil.
Yeah. We were into Modern Family, and the kids loved that show. Remember, we went to the set of Modern Family, and we
met.
Anyway, so she got a picture of Phil Dunphy, like sitting on the couch talking, you know, like doing one of his confessionals. And I'm like, and she put it up, and I go, I just love that you did that. Like, I thought it was a T-shirt, you know.
Right.
But I like that she, yeah. So I love when kids have a sense of humor. I know. It's cute. Is anybody watching the Olympics, though?
I'm not.
But I never watch the Olympics. But is any, like,
I don't like that they're policing what everybody's wearing.
Like, is that what they're doing?
Yes. Those volleyball players that they're making them wear bikinis. Some of them, the volleyball players got in trouble for wearing shorts.
Really?
Because they wanted them to only be playing in bikini bottoms. Yeah. Hmm. And the players are like, fuck that. We want to wear shorts. Yeah. But they got fined. Yeah. Didn't you hear about that?
No, because I don't pay attention to
Pink, the celebrity Pink.
Right.
Offered to pay their fine because she was like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was
like, you do you. I'll pay your fines.
Wow.
And then the other ones were fined for being too skimpy. Who was it? I can't remember, though, that we're told. Caitlin, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm familiar with the volleyball or the handball ones that Pink's paying for, but what's this next one you're talking about?
So the other one was going the other way. They wanted them to wear something. They said that what they were wearing was too skimpy, and I can't remember who it was.
Hmm. Are you watching the Olympics, Caitlin?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. Do you usually watch the Olympics?
No, not really.
All right.
How about you?
Not really. I'm not watching it. I don't know. I mean, it was on. I saw it on the TVs the other night. I went to have dinner with Melissa. It was nice because Sonny and Archie are friends, never get to see each other. So Melissa's that kind of friend, though. I love that friend, like, that just calls you and says, we haven't seen each other in a long time. Do you want to get together? Let's go have, you know, dinner. And every time she always comes by me, and she lives in Manhattan Beach. And it's a far – and she's got, like, you know, she's got a little boy. She's got three boys. Her youngest is, like, in first grade.
Oh, that young still? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And her oldest is a year older than Sonny and Natalia. He's 16. And so Archie. So anyway, I just said, I'll come to you this time. How about I bring Sonny and then I can – those two can, I don't know, watch football, play games together. And then you and I will go and have dinner. And that's what we did. And it was nice. We went out and had dinner. And so the Olympics were on the television. I was like, I forgot I didn't even realize the Olympics were on television right now. I knew the Tokyo Olympics were coming. But anyway, and I was just curious if anybody's watching it. But, yeah, we had a nice time and sunny. And then
Sal's 50th birthday party is coming up this weekend, and it's in Vegas.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Bad timing for you.
Yeah. So I just Adam's going, so let Adam go. I don't need to go. It's Sal's birthday.
Okay.
So he's going to go, and I'll stay back with the kids.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I got to see Melissa. I haven't seen her in a long time. It's a lot of fun.
That's nice.
Yeah. At least I got out. And I haven't, you know, I haven't really gone out in a long time. But, yeah, Melissa's fun. It's just, whatever.
So August 29th, I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Or the 26th. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm going, and I'm inviting you, if you want to come, to a full-on Yacht Rock thing.
Oh, my God.
At the Burbank Starlight Bowl. So it's Burbank.
Yeah.
So not that far for you.
Yeah.
It's a Sunday evening, I want to say, or a Saturday, but it's like late afternoon. So the show starts at like 6:30, and it's Ambrosia.
Uh-huh.
Player.
Uh-huh.
Remember Player? Baby, Come Back.
Oh, yeah.
Any kind of fool could see I was wrong.
Uh-huh.
And Ambrosia is You're the Biggest Part of Me.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a bunch of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Ford Coley, who has some songs from like some movies that I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, it's going to be like a little bit of a FCOL thing because we're just going to buy the cheapest tickets on the lawn at the place.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of our listeners, Anjali is going to come, Robin, and some other FCOL people.
Nice. Okay.
I'll send you the details
if
you want to come.
Okay. So it's a Sunday.
I'm not I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But if you look up, I'll look it up.
Okay. All right.
I wrote down when it is. Let me look and see if I can see.
I'm
really
sure I can fit it in my schedule.
It'd be fun. I mean, the kids won't want to go, but
no.
No.
But that'll be fun. Yeah. I didn't even know there was a Burbank Lawn Starlight Bowl. What is that?
It's like some concert venue.
It is?
It's not.
Is it outdoors?
It's like a mini Hollywood Bowl.
Wow.
Yes, it's outdoors.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess that's why they call it the Starlight. It's August 26th.
Okay.
So if we could figure out, Kaylin, will you check what date August 26th is?
If it's a Saturday or a Sunday. Okay. It's my birthday.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's a Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday.
That can't be it then. What's the 29th then?
26, 27, 28, 29.
August 29th is a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be the 29th.
Okay. All right.
So it's not on your actual birthday.
That's fine. Okay. I'll go.
But I'll bring you a present.
Are you kidding? Ambrosia's a present enough.
Anyway, Los Angeles people.
Yeah.
If you want to come to that, we'll just all meet on the lawn out there and, you know.
You know what
potluck.
We look like.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's talk about Kalo. Kalo is they're a company. They make silicone rings,
mm-hmm.
also dog tags,
yeah.
dog collars,
uh-huh.
other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is it's an alternative. If you want to show your love or, you know, that you're married or just want to decorate your fingers
mm-hmm.
with rings, but you're like an outdoorsy person, let's just say, or
yeah.
you're doing some lawn work, or you like to swim a lot. It's summertime. You know,
right.
working with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to get your wedding ring all messed up.
Yeah.
Use Kalo.
That's right. They send us some.
Yeah,
they send us some and they're really comfortable and there's so many different colors. My God, there's so many colors.
So many colors, so many styles. They're designed to keep you safe from ring avulsion. By breaking and exceeding a certain amount of pressure, if they get a certain amount of pressure, they'll just break.
Ah, nice.
That's
okay.
good.
Yeah.
So you know how sometimes your fingers can swell up if you're doing something and it's like can be painful
right.
and then you can't get your ring off. That's
right.
not going to happen with Kalo.
No.
No.
No. They got all these different styles. Go on their website. Yeah, and the dog tags and. things for your doggies.
Yeah. So head to Kalo.com/FCOL to get 20% off your purchase today. And let me spell that for you guys. It's a Q-A-L-O. Okay. Q-A-L-O. Kalo.com/FCOL. And the 20% discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's Kalo.com/FCOL. And also, let's talk about OxiClean.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lynette.
Yes.
So here's the problem in my house. I got three kids. None of them do their own laundry. None of them seem to have a sense of smell because the hamper piles up. As you know, we've talked about this. Then it's on the floor. Then pretty soon all the clothes get contaminated by the dirty clothes.
Right.
And now I got to wash them all again anyway. And I've reached a point where I have to do something. I practically want to burn all their stuff.
Right.
But I found something that actually has saved my life, and it's OxiClean odor blasters. You put it in the laundry, mm-hmm. and the clothes actually come out smelling fresh. Now, do I sometimes have to wash clothes that are supposedly clean? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I have had to rewash clothes. But now that I have the OxiClean odor blasters, I can tell the difference. It's like, well, I know for a fact, okay, these clothes are clean. Put them in your drawers.
Right.
So work your magic with OxiClean odor blasters and save. Visit OxiCleanCoupons.com right now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. That's OxiCleanCoupons.com and get a coupon just for you.
Okay. And we're back.
What else you got?
Well, let's see. I'm just trying to find something to listen to because you turned me on to that.
Bad, bad things.
Bad, bad things. And it's so, so good. It's so sad, but it's really good.
Yeah. Let's talk about this for a minute.
Yeah.
So when you hear stories about like women stalking
mm-hmm.
men, you know,
right.
when we hear stories about like men stalking women
mm-hmm.
and or turning violent when, you know, a woman tries to break up with them
right.
or whatever, we're pretty mad at the guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty rare that we're like, what would she do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was she gaslighting him? Was she cheating on him? Was she playing mind games with him and telling him, oh, no, I want to be with you, but then really secretly going off with another guy? Right. Well, okay, so he killed her.
Right, right.
We don't do that. No. We go, men are violent assholes who mm-hmm. attack, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. women aren't safe.
Yeah, right.
And for good reason. Like, that is an appropriate mm-hmm. response. But how come I've seen so many people online or whatever when you talk about this podcast going, well, you know, I mean, and sort of the tone of the podcast is like, well, you know, he was really gaslighting her. Mm-hmm. Same with the Betty Broderick thing.
Right, right.
A lot of like, well, like, I mean, you know, if he hadn't been like playing mind games with her and saying like, well, I don't mm-hmm. know if I want to break up with you.
Right.
Because a lot of it is him being like, she's like, just be honest with me.
Yeah.
Just if you don't want to be with me, then don't be with me. And he's like, well, I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
Well, people do that. Sometimes people are like, well, I don't know if it's going to work out with this other hottie I got over on the side.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm not sure if I want to leave my situation of 20 years
mm-hmm.
to go be with this person. What if that doesn't work out? A lot of people are like, hey, I want my cake and I want to eat it too.
Right.
I'm just saying, we don't kill people for you. You get therapy and
I know what you're saying. I was thinking the same thing, right? Because I was, so this podcast, she's recording herself. She's doing these video diaries, going through this, finding out that her husband was first finding, you know, that he was cheating on her. So she was, you know, stalking him basically and putting like recording.
Stalking him.
Yeah.
She was 100% stalking
him. Yes, yes. And like recording his conversations, putting recording devices in his car and sewing it into his jackets.
I feel like the podcast though makes it sound like, I mean, she was almost stalking him.
Mm.
No, she was literally having him tailed. She had recording devices on his car, on his person, on his underwear. She was like,
oh my God, she was sending his underwear to the lab. What lab, by the way?
Right.
How do you find a lab that's going to tell you what the DNA is going on and to find out if there's a woman's DNA on your husband's underwear?
But then when she finds out, yes, he is cheating on you.
Right.
Right. Then she keep. Then it's like it's not an. He's like, yeah, I'm totally having this relationship with this other person. And she's like, OK, well, do you want to get a divorce? And he's like, well, I mean, I think so. I mean, if you're going to put a gun to my head at that point, not literally, if then. Oh, yeah, I would say that we're going to break up. But if you give me time to, like, figure it out, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
And she, meanwhile, is going, like, I'll do anything to make it work. Let's go to therapy. Like, I'll do anything.
Right.
So I sort of feel for, weirdly, well,
for him.
Well, especially knowing what happened.
Right.
I don't think I would feel for him if it wasn't for the fact that she killed the woman and then killed herself.
Right.
Which is not really a spoiler, people. You find that out, I think, in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah,
we're going to backtrack and find out what happened and why she did it and hear some of the recordings.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's – I did feel that, you know, they do a lot of he was gaslighting. But it really – I was feeling for him because she – if you listen to their conversations that she recorded, she's pressing him – well, then divorce. Are you in love with her? Are you like, do you need to know all those details, by the way, if she's in love with, if you're in love or whatever? But it makes it sound like he wasn't gaslighting her. I think he was being honest with her that he doesn't, like you said, that he didn't know if he's going to. He was kind of on the fence. Like, I don't know if this is going to pan out or – yeah, he wanted his cake and eating it too.
Like every married guy that has an affair that's like, I think I want to leave my wife for you, but I'm not 1,000% sure I want to throw away everything I have.
Right.
For sure, for this person.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And he said many times, he was like, well, part of the problem was he's like – I mean, he felt like – I don't know if flattered is the right word, but he was like, well, my wife wants to make it work so badly that I feel bad just being like, nope.
Right. Like, he wasn't typical.
So he was going to therapy. Right.
He was going to therapy with her. Yes. He wasn't that typical dick of like, well, fuck you. I got myself a little young hottie. Bye. You're old. I'm, you know.
Right.
Trading you in.
Right. He kind of felt bad.
It wasn't like the Betty Broderick where he was like, you're going crazy. You're nuts. Like, you know, all of that. It's a little different. Yeah,
I just feel like why are we not treating that with the same like and listen, I do have compassion for the fact that she was mentally ill.
Right.
Not that she was driven crazy. I don't like the narrative of like somebody was made like he made her so mad and crazy that she had to kill the girlfriend. It's like
no.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
But we can't excuse everybody's behavior because, like, well, I mean, you know, if it wasn't for him gaslighting her.
Right. Right. Yeah. I agree. Well, they have the psychologist talking and they give them their take on, you know, what was going – like, yeah, they have the therapist, the expert saying, you know, basically, you know, this is what happens when her reality is made to she's questioning what her reality. And when you make somebody have to question their reality, that's when things can. And by the way, I feel like she wasn't this like perfect little wife that all of a sudden was driven.
No, she was already cray cray.
She was cray cray. If you dig into her history.
Right.
And based on his friends and what his friends his close friends didn't think it was a good idea for him to marry her.
Right.
And that she tried to isolate him and all that stuff. And yes. It's like, I also don't trust anybody that doesn't really have any friends.
Correct.
She didn't really have any friends.
No.
Well, I don't get that.
Nobody.
How do you not have any friends? But, you know, and she did seem very controlling.
Very controlling.
Yeah.
But it's a fascinating podcast.
It is.
It's just really... that I'm always with these kinds of things, like, well, why are we going so far out of our way to be like, well, he's a victim.
Yeah, I know.
She killed his girlfriend.
I know.
She's a murderer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's that poor girl too, by the way. Like, you know, she's left her husband for this guy.
Yeah.
she didn't know that she was going to get her life was going to get taken. She was young. She was smart. She had her degrees. She was going places. You know, it just it was so sad that her life just got snuffed out, you know,
yeah.
basically executed.
Yeah. Have you seen this? Have you heard of this podcast, Kaylin? It's podcast one, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
So that was just like a
bad, bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely heard of it. We've been running promos for it at the beginning of the show for a mm-hmm. while now. And it's yeah, it sounded very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember feeling watching the Betty Broderick story and having the same like, I don't care. Gaslighting sucks. And
right.
believe me, I hate it when I mean, I think John can be a little bit of a gaslighter mm-hmm. sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mean it. But sometimes I have to point out, like, you can't just sit, look me in the face and go, no, I didn't do that.
Right.
When, like, you did.
Right.
Or go, no, I'm not mad at all. I don't know why you would think that.
Right.
When it's like, because I've known you for 20 fucking years,
yeah.
so I know when you're mad.
Right.
That makes – and, of course, you get angry when mm-hmm. you feel like someone's gaslighting
mm-hmm.
you.
Right.
It's irritating.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go murder him.
I know.
I mean, probably – like
99. Definitely her girlfriend, but maybe, yeah.
So I got into a kerfuffle with Elby.
Oh.
And I bring it up only because it's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One thing that really bothers me besides gaslighting is being lied. I do not like being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's like something from my childhood or – but like – I don't – when – you know when somebody bold-faced lies to you and then you find out? It's
yeah.
so – like feels like an attack.
Yes. Yeah.
It feel – I get – take it personally and go like, you must think I'm dumb.
Right.
That I'm not going to figure this out.
Right.
So LB – so she – so we've been going to the dermatologist for her. She has some acne on her forehead.
Yeah. I've been taking Natalia too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first they prescribed some like – you know, expensive mm-hmm. cream mm-hmm. thing
mm-hmm.
that we had to go to a special compound pharmacy to get.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a kashaw.
Right.
It's like
right.
$100 for this stuff. But mm-hmm. it's like, okay, well, you know.
Did it work?
Not really. But here's part of the problem is she wasn't using it all that regularly
oh. mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back, you know, they make it, you come back. By the way, every time we go to the dermatologist, it's $80
cha-ching.
Because it's a special specialist.
Right.
It's a dermatologist. It's a specialist. It's $80 yeah. copay. So go back again after 8 weeks and I'm like, are you really using it like regularly? I forget sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, be honest with the dermatologist when she asks you. So she tells her, yeah, I'm not using it all the time. She goes, okay, well, let's do another 8 weeks of trying to use it. And let's really try to use it more regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. I don't know if she uses it all that regular. I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it still doesn't really clear up her forehead. So the next time we go back, I'm like, maybe you might want to give her something else. I don't.
Nah.
It doesn't. Yeah. If she is using it every day, as she says she is now,
mm-hmm.
it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives her this other cream, some other stuff, prescription.
Right.
Two prescription things that I go pick up from CVS and they're in a bag and they're sitting on the dining room table for a couple of days. And I'm like, and you know, after the dermatologist, Elby's like, so you're going to go pick up my prescription?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Sits on the dining room table. So I, hey, Elby, are you going to start using the creams? Yep. Yes, I am. So they don't move into the next room, which they would need to do for
right.
her to start using them. They'd have first, you're going to have to open the bag
yeah.
that they came in from CVS.
Yeah. yeah.
So then I move. I take them out of the bag, take the two boxes because, mm-hmm. you know, they come in a box and then you take it out and there's a tube in there. I move the boxes into her bathroom,
mm-hmm.
put them right on the sink so she'll see them.
Right.
A few days later, I go look and I look and I open. Oh, I say, Elby, are you using the creams? And she goes, yep. So I open the box and I see the package, the – what do you call it? Like the instructions,
uh-huh.
basically. They're on a little folded
right.
narrow thing.
Pamphlet
that's
thing.
Pamphlet thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's folded over the top of the medication.
Right.
Showing me that bitch ain't opened the box and taken this out.
Right.
Okay. I don't need to even remove that to know that she's never removed it.
Right.
She certainly didn't remove it, take the cream out, use some, put it back in, then put the thing back over it. Right. Obviously not. So then I go, Elby, you didn't start using.
Bless you.
I said, Elby, girl, I just opened the thing and the packing thing is still in there. You haven't used the cream yet. You need to start using it.
Mm-hmm.
You lied. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm going to start using it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think I would have gotten mad then, but I was like, oh, whatever.
Right.
Fibbed,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
get off my back, mom. Yes, yeah. I'm using it.
Yeah.
Okay. I find out she's not. Well, now she's going to.
Mm-hmm.
So then a few days ago, we're at the mall and I was like, Elby, I go, by the way, and I think I was looking at her forehead and seeing that she still had some pimples on her forehead. So it reminded me, not bad or anything, but I was like, hey, so are you using the new prescriptions? And she's like, yes. I go, are you sure? Or are you just saying that to get me off your back? And she goes, no. I've absolutely been using it. I go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day I was in her bathroom once again, and I saw the boxes, and I was like,
oh boy.
Is she using the cream and putting them back in the box? She's not that neat.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen her room, you know I would immediately assume she's lying.
Right.
Because there's shit everywhere, wrappers. Like, she's not a kid who uses something and puts it back in a box.
Right.
So
I don't know any kid that does that.
Right. So I'm like, oh, mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me see if this bitch is lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened the box. Sure enough, the pamphlet is still sitting there the medication. I was like, I got so hashtag triggered that I was – that girl looked me in the face like a sociopath and was like, absolutely. Like, and I was like, are you telling me the truth? Yes, mom. Mm.
Oh,
so
boy.
I go in her room. I wake her up. Well, it's like noon anyway.
Right.
It wasn't like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, Elby, wake up. And she's like, what? What's going on? And I was like, you lied to my face. You never started using the cream, the prescription cream.
Right.
And she just like stunned and not having had any coffee yet or anything.
Right.
She's just looking at me, just staring at me like deer in the headlights.
Yeah. Like she was sound asleep.
And I was like, you lied to me. And she's just staring at me. And I was like,
oh, poor thing.
Do you have anything to say for yourself? And she was like,
just probably dreaming. She was like at Magic Mountain with all her friends, having a good old time.
West Coast racers.
Yeah.
Going then, on the ride.
And all of a sudden she hears us, wah, wah, wah. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing in Magic Mountain, mom?
Lynette, I was furious.
Yeah.
And then this is wrong, probably. But like all this, like I started feeling instantly resentful of like how great a life she has.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like,
oh,
this
bitch
is spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
She is living her best life. She's getting going to Magic Mountain and going to, you know, trips and going to camp and all these, going to her friend's house all the time. Half the time I end up doing her – you guys know. You know that I bust her room and oh, Elby got too tired to empty the dishwasher. Her arms are broken.
Right.
Let me help.
Right.
You know, I try not to, but you know.
Of course. I do the same.
And then what do I get in for thanks? The one thing that I've asked her to do now a couple times and the lying.
Mm-hmm.
And then it made me go, like, what else does this bitch lie to me about?
Uh-huh.
Like, I instantly was like, now I can't trust her.
Right.
And it ballooned. Like, to me, that just became indicative of, like, does she just lie to me? And I started to have that taking it personally. Like, does she must think I'm dumb?
Right.
Like, she must think she can just tell me anything she wants to tell me. And I'm too stupid to go open the box and check up on her and find. And, like, and then also I was like, why wasn't she smart enough to, at the mall that day when I said, are you using it? She goes, absolutely. Bitch, go home and use it I won't catch you. Have a plan. Like, have a game plan. Like,
right. Why isn't she scared enough to go home and, like.
Bingo. Why isn't she scared?
Right.
Then
I
was like, why isn't this girl scared of me? Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah,
like, a little fear is good.
Yes, I know.
I'm the mom.
Right.
Oh, I know. I know that feeling. So I was so mad. And then she wasn't reacting. Like, she wasn't, like, crying or being caught lying. She was just staring at me. And I was like, okay, really? Well, first of all, you're grounded for the because she was going to go to her friend's house later that day. I was like, that's not happening. I go, and second of all, if you're not going to have the basic respect of the money I'm spending for your dermatologist, then pay for it yourself or don't go.
Right.
Like, then let's not go to the dermatologist. You can go to your pediatrician and tell them if you have a skin issue.
Right.
I'm not taking you to a specialist.
Right.
To get you and paying for medication that you're not going to use.
Right. When you're doing it for them, yeah.
And she was just like, okay, okay. So then we kind of weren't speaking for hours because she wasn't – she didn't come out of her room to eat, to like – so then I started having this like battle of like wills where I was like, who's going to break first? Like, and then I was being like a kid. I'm like, well, she should apologize to me.
Right.
She should be feeling bad that we're not speaking right now, and it should be really bothering her, and she should be coming to me to say like, I'm really sorry I lied.
Right, 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 right.
But then if she'd done that, I probably would have been like, oh, she probably just doesn't want to be grounded. Like, so now she's going to come because maybe her friends are like, hey, are you coming over? Right. Are you coming? And then she's going to be like, I'm sorry. So then I was kind of mad just thinking about her even coming to me and apologizing. Right. I was like, she is in a no-win situation.
She is.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my God. Yes. All the time. Are you kidding?
So then I'm like, okay, you know what? This is really childish of me at this point that I'm having all of these, like, I'm overthinking this, and I need to just go be the parent and go tell her, like she's not going to come to me at this point. Hours had gone by.
Right.
And she was going to camp, like, the next day or I think maybe the next day. So I was like, we needed to still buy her a few things for camp.
Right.
Like toiletries and stuff that she needed. And I was like, what? And laundry. I needed to do some of her laundry, or she needed to do it. So I was like, I can't – I'm basically shooting myself in the foot if this doesn't get solved till like 8 o'clock tonight. Right. Then I'm putting myself out.
Right. That's so the thing finally, that sucks.
Yeah. So finally I go in her room. I open the door and she's like, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
And I said, hey. And then I was like, you know what? I have a right to be mad about this. So I said, listen, I'm still upset about this and I'm surprised that you haven't – come to me.
Right.
I just was kind of an adult about it. I was like, I'm surprised that you haven't come to me because if you're going to camp and stuff still needs to get done.
Right.
And she's like, I was going to come talk to you. And I'm like, when?
Mm-hmm.
It's been like 4 hours. Right. You know, I was like, when were you going to do that?
Right.
Oh, well, I was going to come and I was going to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, like, I want to know why you lied. Like, I want to know what was going through your mind when you'd already lied.
Right.
When I said, are you telling me the truth? And you looked me straight in the face and said, yes. Why?
Right.
And she was like, I just didn't want you to be disappointed in me.
Play with your –
they do this shit.
I know. They make you feel bad. You're disappointed.
Oh, I'm so pressured. Your life must be so hard. I'm so easily disappointed. So I was like, Elby, how often do I get disappointed? I was like, you told me you drank recently.
Right.
And did I scream at you? Did I yell? You didn't even get in trouble. I go, you always know that honesty is the best policy. Now you're manipulating me with this disappointed. I was like, since when? When am I disappointed in you? And then she's like, I don't know. I just thought I'd already told you once that I'd used it and it just felt like kind of always was going to be like a slap in the face if you are asking me and I still didn't do it. So it was easier to just tell you I did. And
right.
I was like, but didn't you think I was going to open it and check up on you after that? And she was like, I don't know. I don't know what I thought. And
she didn't know anything. I know. The thing is like they just fly by the seat of their pants. And then in the middle of going through life, you know, on a high note, and then the mom comes around and is like, hey, did you do what I asked you to do? Oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And they go right back to, you know, just living their best life and not really worrying, because me and you are those kind of we're
kind of pushovers.
Yeah, totally.
You
we
know?
Are.
And I hear you when, like, it's like, oh, you know, I go out there and pick up dog shit. And it's Natalia, who's Mrs., like, on her high horse, like, how dare you pick up – that's Sonny's job, Mom. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? I go, okay, well, where were you when I had to unload the dishwasher? That's your job. Well, I did your job and Sonny's job because it needs to get done. That's why.
My God, that's my refrain all the time. I'm like, but it needs to get done.
Like, if I wait for you guys, we'll all be in a pile of shit, literally.
Yeah.
So, you know, I end up doing their chores, you know, or like the other day, like Natalia, it wasn't as bad as this, but Natalia was like, she comes in 3 times already this week. Can you take me to Starbucks? Can you take me to Starbucks? Okay, so I take her to Starbucks. Then one the Friday morning, I have to, you know, get packed for the weekend because it's Adam's time. So I got to get out of there before 3 o'clock because that's when he's, you know, coming in. So I got all this laundry I'm still doing. I'm still like organizing. And can you take me to Starbucks? No, I can't. How about that? No, I've already taken you to Starbucks 3 times. By the way, Starbucks right up the street. It's closer than your friend's house that you're going to walk to later. Why can't you just walk to God forbid?
Yeah.
It's 100 degrees outside. Oh, well, then don't have Starbucks then.
Right.
Eat a bagel out of the kitchen. We have plain bagels. What does she do when she gets to Starbucks? She orders a plain bagel. But she's got to have the Starbucks do it.
Like, right.
They're not even putting the cream cheese on for you. Like, you can't even go. Just go in the kitchen and get yourself a thing. Oh, but they don't have my drink. It's like, okay, well, then don't. Then I don't know what to tell you because I'm busy. And she's like, but it's right. I will get out of the car. I'm like, I don't care. That means I have to get in the car, drive out the street, sit there and wait, drive you back when you can just go. And I've already taken you 3 times. And she's like, you never want to bond with me anyway.
Oh,
that's what she says.
Oh,
I don't
no.
want to bond with you. She's like, yeah, you have Olga take me all the time. You don't want to bond with me.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, no,
you did not.
Yeah. And then she slams the door. And I was like,
oh my God, that's her version of LB's. I didn't want to disappoint you.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yes. So our daughters do a little gaslighting.
Yes.
Well. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gaslighters.
Yes. Lighten that gas up.
What'd you do? Did you take
her? So I was like, you know what? I'm not fucking taking her. And that's that. And I just let her storm off because I'm like, you know, normally I go, okay. But no, I'm busy. And how dare you say that I never bond with you and Olga's the one that
– How about all the drives that you take with her?
Oh, please. I know. So she's – so what she was –
Let me call her.
Yeah, call her. I'll call Elvie. Yeah. No, she was like in the – So I had to go down to the laundry room, and she was like in the theater, which is next to the laundry room, whatever. And I hear her in there, and I'm like, okay, so now I got everything. Like, it's been an hour,
right?
You know, and
right.
I got everything kind of under control. I'm gonna be leaving. I'm fine and on time. And I go in there, and I go, so you didn't go to Starbucks, did you? And she's like, no, I didn't. And she said, it's too hot. And I said, okay, well, if you want, I can take
no!
you right now. I know.
Oh, no.
And she's like, it's too late. Annie's coming over, and Annie's mom's getting it. And I was like, okay, good. Like, dodge that bullet. Good. Let Annie's mom do it. That's fine with me.
Oh, that's so
But I still
funny.
Had to go in and go, okay. Because I'm leaving for the weekend. I'm like, I don't want to leave with her and I in an argument, you know.
Right, yes.
But it's easily I could easily just call her up and talk to her, and she forgets about things, and like, she doesn't hold grudges,
right?
Because of she's on to the next thing she wants out of me. She's, you know, so it's not like she's going to give me the silent treatment because she's always wanting something,
right? Right.
So, you know, she's always calling me. So anyway, I just offered like,
how did they turn it around? Like, how come? You know, I mean, Elby's a good kid, of course
mm-hmm.
she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But she is the one who did something wrong.
Right.
So how do I get the silent
yes.
treatment? Like, how?
Why?
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like,
right.
How,
right.
Like,
why do you have to get the silent treatment when she did something wrong?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make you feel like the bad guy.
Yeah.
I know.
Because, I feel like we do our best to, like, create a great environment for
right.
them, to support them, to make sure they have everything they need. And then, like, they – do that.
I know.
And then they're disrespectful, and we're not allowed to call them out on being disrespectful.
Right.
I mean, I know we are allowed, But you and I have that personality where we don't like it when they're mad at us.
Right, right. Exactly.
Other people are assholes out there, and they're like fine with their kids being mad. I know, I know what people are thinking. They're like, you're not supposed to be their friend. You're supposed to be their parent.
Right.
And yeah, I get it.
Right.
I get it. I'm trying to parent. Yes, I am trying to parent. It might not seem obvious by the way I talk all the time, which is not a lot of parenting going on.
Right, right.
But trust me.
There's a lot of parenting.
In my head, my intention is always to parent.
Right. I know. It's just and then I think, like, is it teenagers or is it that, like, or is it – this is how it's always going to be for the rest of my life.
I will tell you, I did stick with the grounding. She did not go to her friend's house.
That's good.
But I did take her out to go get the toiletries, and we kind of bonded. And in her defense, she never brought up – her friends all got together. And it was around the corner from her house, and she did not say, like, oh, is there any way you could – she never brought it up.
I'm jealous
she was
of
like,
that. Natalia would have gone
knew she was
nuts.
Grounded.
Yeah.
Nope. She just – she suffered That's her good. Consequence and, you know, acted totally normal and was fine.
Right. Yeah.
Let's talk about another thing that we do for our kids to keep them happy. Provide a lot of – Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea.
Yeah, we do. We keep that fridge stocked. Stocked, I tell you.
Why? Because we love our kids. That's
right.
Why.
Yes.
And if loving our kids is a crime, then I don't want to be
not arrested.
My kids love the iced tea and the lemonade. And what do? When I'm at the store, I make sure I get it.
Yes, I make sure we're stocked up. The little mouths never go without Gold Peak.
I told you I tried the Georgia Peach, right?
Yeah.
Because they were out of the lemonade, and I loved it.
Yeah, I love the Georgia Peach, too. It's really good. But I got a whole bunch of the lemonade and the iced tea.
And you get the little ones, too, because Natalia.
I give it to Natalia.
Mm-hmm. For her volleyball.
Right.
Yeah, and I told you that as we are recording, my kid's probably enjoying one right now.
Yeah.
At surf camp.
At surf camp.
Because I bought the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
They also come in flavors like zero sugar, sweet, unsweet, Georgia peach, like I said. Listen, this Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea is unapologetically good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Look for Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea in its new redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea.
Stay gold. Also, do you own or rent your home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I bet it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, by the way, I meant to ask you, how's Sonny's sleep going?
Well, it's funny you asked because did I tell you last week when he got up at 6 and went for a walk?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. Because what we've realized is that when Sonny is busy and he's doing things during the day, he sleeps better.
Mm-hmm.
No duh, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that he's with quarantine and now it's summer and I think when he goes back to school, he's going to be on a better sleep schedule. And one thing that I set the boundaries is this time, as I told him, going into the new school year, Sonny, you're not going to – if you didn't get a good night's sleep, you're just going to have to get up and push through. I'm not going to do this like, okay, you can sleep until the second period and then I'll take you or whatever. Like, no, you're going to go to school. You're just going to get up and go because then you'll have a better night's sleep that night and
right.
You can be on a regular schedule. Because the other day, he's back on his normal summer schedule and didn't fall asleep till late. And he's like, so it's 6 a.m. He came in my room and he says, I didn't get a wink of sleep last night. I'm going to go for a long walk. And this kid, oh my God, he went on a walk. He went all around our neighborhood for I don't know how many miles, then called his friend at like 8 o'clock in the morning and said, I'm at Carl's Jr. Do you want to come meet me? And the kid was like, no, because I'm sleeping like a normal teenager, but I'll come meet you later. So then he comes home, gets a snack,
goes right back out to go meet his friend after walking for 2 hours, comes back, get a snack, goes back out. Him and his friend walk to Old Town Pasadena from where we live.
Wow.
Which is really far. It's not close. I have to get on the freeway to get there.
Wow. Basically.
Yeah. It's not close. And so they went all the way down there, hung out there, had lunch down there, then walked back and then walked all the way to like another area of town, which is not near our house, and hung out down there, met friends down there. Then basically he was gone walking with his friends all day, didn't get back until like 5 o'clock, because that's what he said. His plan was just to wear himself out so he could sleep, and went to bed at like, I don't know, 9, fell asleep. And then, of course, was up again at 8, and then like, then back to sleeping until noon again the next night, you know what I mean, the next day. So he's when he's busy and he's doing things and he's mentally challenged, like not just physically, but he also has to like be mentally, I think, busy, then he sleeps better. So I don't know. But, you know, I mean, summer's almost over. Like,
I can't believe it. It's gone so fast.
I know. It's going to be back up in the mornings, hitting the ground running, getting back into the dropping them off at school. It's going to be interesting because I'm not there every day now, so Adam's going to have to drop him off at school. Although Sonny likes to walk to school, Natalia does not. But Natalia likes to get to school like 15 minutes early so she can socialize before the bell rings.
Right.
So she's going to want a ride every day.
And will he get up and give him a ride?
I don't know. Not my problem. They're going to have to figure that out. But yeah, so it'll be back to the normal.
I wonder if with these new variants, I wonder if, I mean, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. We got an email from the superintendent of our district that said, please provide a proof of vaccination by the time the school starts. But it didn't say like, you're required, but it said please provide.
Right. They can't require it.
They can't require it, but they want proof. You know, otherwise, your kid is going to have to be the kid with the mask on.
Right.
That's it. Or I guess stay home. Learn from home.
Right.
So,
but I don't know if they're going to allow anybody to not wear masks. I mean, they're saying it now, but I don't know if they will with these new variants.
I know.
In high school, there are going to be some kids. Well, no, I guess everybody would be old enough to be. Everybody should be vaccinated in high school, but there are going to be kids unvaccinated.
Right.
I don't know. I wonder.
Yeah, I think.
I wonder.
I think they're going to have to wear masks at least for the first quarter, probably. Yeah. I mean, we got to wear masks now. We're the only county in the country, right?
I think so.
That is,
but we're
mandate.
Also. But some of these counties are the numbers
are
crazy.
Are going, I know.
Anywho, this has been a fun show.
Yes, it has. Yes.
Yeah. And let's do, we have a couple more shout outs for our Patreon people. And today's story on Patreon is going to be about Burbank Airport. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Was that on our regular show or was that? It was on our regular show.
It was on our regular
show. So I have a update, pretty big update.
On the Burbank Airport.
Burbank Airport, yeah. but before that, let's give a shout out to my friend Julie Clayman, who is a therapist. She works especially with teens and kids with lots of issues like anxiety, depression, school issues, trauma, bullying, family stuff, you know, divorce, all that stuff. And she's just the sweetest.
Yeah.
You will love her as a parent. And she works with parents too. She's been in this business for over 20 years, but she was working in a group, and now she's in private practice. Mm-hmm. So check out her website, julielmft.com, and check her out. She's in Agora Hills, California. So if you want to see her in person, she can see you there. Or she also does telehealth.
Nice.
Also, Sarah Dean. You might know her from all the shout outs that she's gotten over the years. Mm-hmm. Check out her podcast, The Shameless Mom Academy. She also does like sort of like community groups. She has like a mom community that you can do the like workshops and like just really bond
nice. Yeah.
With other moms. So mm-hmm. if you're like need mom friends, check out her mm-hmm. podcast, shamelessmom.com. Sylvia Berlin is with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes. They serve the OC. You can email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at BerlinTeamHomes.com, CADRE 019-88601. And, you know, get in with the Real Housewives. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes. Like of definitely, the OC.
Of the OC. Get a house, be around them.
Mm-hmm.
And Michaela Brennan is our such an amazing. I love this woman. She was in my writing group, which, by the way, I have a new writing session. It's starting up August 17th, and that's a Tuesday night. That's for newbies. Mm-hmm. If you've never written or if you have written but you haven't done my course, you should sign up. Just message me on Facebook, and I'll get you the
that's
information.
Good.
It's
yeah.
really fun. It's mm-hmm. only – limit it to 10 women. And
that's nice.
Yeah. And you will have a great time and learn how to write essays, articles, books, whatever you want. Anyway, Michaela Brennan took it and she's a great writer. And she also gives us her shout out for charity.
Oh, she did. Oh.
Do Door of Hope.
Oh, Door of Hope.
Yeah.
It's such a great organization. Not only do they take people off the streets, they keep the families together, and they have 85% success rate of keeping families off the streets and getting them successfully into their own housing. So go to doorofhope.us. They need help, definitely.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank
okay.
you for listening. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thanks, everybody.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Hunger Games, The Matrix, Pain and Gain, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Jennifer Lawrence, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.